Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
An extreme heat warning continues until 7 p.m. Tuesday night. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 98. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 73. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, highs level off around 98. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 90 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment released results Monday from testing conducted at homes in Salina after residents raised concerns about orange and brown water. KDHE said E. coli was absent in the samples. Ions and metals tested did not exceed the health-based maximum contaminant levels established by the Environmental Protection Agency. The city plans to continue testing and retesting customers experiencing discolored water. Athletics officials with Emporia State University report that part of a local stadium will be shuttered to fans due to structural issues. ESU's athletics department announced yesterday that the east side stands of its Francis G. Welch Stadium are now closed. ESU will be providing accommodations to fans such as portable bleachers. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday night, Fox College football kicks off the weekend as Fresno State battles USC at 8. On Saturday, North Texas faces Indiana at 11. Then it's Boston College and Cincinnati at 2:30, followed by MLB action with the Yankees and Padres at 6. And on Sunday, IndyCar and ICS Racing tackles the twists and turns of Laguna Seca at 2. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Because of the high heat, several school districts in Kansas are moving their first games of the season to different times in hopes of keeping student athletes safe. Football, boys soccer, girls tennis, cross country, girls golf, dance, cheer, and marching bands have all been impacted by the heat. Some activities have been pushed back by an hour and 15 minutes, and some districts plan to use the Labor Day holiday to get football games done in the morning and the evening. A University of Kansas journalism graduate is suing the Pentagon after being fired from the Stars and Stripes for comments about military publications' editorial freedom. Lara Court received a notice of separation from the Pentagon on August 21st, along with editor-in-chief Eric Slavin and publisher Max Lederer. Lara Court is from Colwood. She is a native and graduate of Bishop Carroll High School. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Before you hit the road for fall football games or weekend adventures, upgrade your ride with Michelin tires from Mike's OK Tire. Now through the end of November, receive an $80 Visa reward card after online submission with your qualifying purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Whether you're driving your family across town to the grocery or to the football game, you'll enjoy the performance and reliability legendary Michelin tires deliver. Call on Mike's OK Tire in Marysville for tire sales and service, plus front-end alignment.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Construction is already underway after the announcement in the groundbreaking last week for a near $100 million casino in northeast portion of Nebraska. After the Native American tribe, the War Horse at South Sioux, ended up breaking ground on Thursday last week, where the new casino will be located across the way from the War Horse Gaming horse racing track, where members of the community say they are excited about the new 63,000 square foot facility that will hold 600 slot machines and 16 at gambling tables.
It's really about bringing in people spending their non-discretionary funds that they have here in our community, helping us with our tax base.
Yeah, I've also lived here for a long time, and so I know what people here like and want, and so I think it's going to be something we can all have a good time at.
According to officials with the casino, they say it will create roughly 230 jobs with an expectation of roughly $2 to $3 million a year in tax revenue going to the city. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Fall season is finally here. Are you ready? You will be with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned right here all season long as we give you updates directly from the farm with harvest updates across the country. From Texas all the way up to the Dakotas, we have your daily crop progress reports, quality reports, harvest delays, co-op and price updates on your crop, and so much more. Let us help you have a successful harvest this year, and it all starts right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Labor Day savings are happening now at Rusty at Ford. Get an additional $1,000 off online prices on all vehicles. We have 500 new and used cars available with 150 Ford Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicles. From fuel-efficient cars to tough trucks and versatile SUVs, you'll find quality, value, and selection all in one place. And don't forget, we'll give you up to $5,000 over KBP for your trade. Visit RustyEckFord.com. Family-owned for over 70 years and simply the best place to buy. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As late summer heat hangs on, a number of outdoor sports activities are being shuffled into the later evening hours, including several junior high matchups this week. And high school football on Friday will be delayed starts for Washington County hosting Frankfort at 7:30. Marysville at Chapman and Valley Heights hosting Salina Sacred Heart will both begin Friday evening at 8. Upcoming garage sales are planned with citywide sales in Frankfort next weekend, September 10th through the 12th. Contact City Hall to be listed on maps by this Friday. U.S. 36 Treasure Hunt is September 17th through the 19th. One Marysville is putting together the local garage sale map for the event. Friday is the deadline to be included. For $10, each sale will receive a spot on the map along with 20 words describing what they'll find. Marysville Union Pacific Depot Group is taking donations, but they'll sell, or you can sell your items at the depot on consignment. Drop off next Tuesday or Wednesday, the 14th and 15th, at the depot from 9 to 6. They'll offer space outside on the platform for $15 a table if you want space for your own sale. For details, contact Anita Welch. River Valley Extension District will host a Medicare Basics program at the Washington County Hospital Thursday, September 10th at 6 p.m. Whether starting Medicare soon or are already on Medicare, the program will outline benefits, enrollment, eligibility, and more. Free and open to the public, pre-registration is requested. Contact the Washington County Extension Office at 785-325-2121 or contact Jordan Schutte. Again, this Medicare Basics program Thursday, September 10th, 6 p.m. at the Washington County Hospital. 50th Annual Palmer Labor Day Celebration is this weekend, kicking off Friday with a junior-senior high scavenger hunt at 7, family bike ride at 9, softball Saturday and Sunday at the Palmer Hill, plus a gun show Saturday, 9 a.m. at Palmer Community Building. Food Truck Festival Sunday evening with a magician and comedian at 6:30, live music with the 90s band Fool House, 9:30 to 11:30 Sunday evening. Many activities are planned Monday in Palmer with the annual Palmer Labor Day celebration. Full schedules on the Palmer Labor Day page on Facebook. Randy Hilton will be our guest on the Public Affairs program and will discuss activities upcoming.
Yeah, I mean, you can, young and old, you can come and do, I mean, sit on the hill and watch the ball players, or you can come downtown and watch the kids, or you can play bingo. You know, everybody play bingo. Heck, you can get in the batting cage. I even got in the batting cage at the College World Series this year. So it ain't just sort of young. Get out there, you go, people, and throw. I mean, shout that, you can still throw a ball. Not be able to move your arm the next day, but who cares?
Tune for updates on area high schools with reports from students twice each day, Monday through Friday, with Marysville featured Monday, Frankfort on Tuesday, Hanover highlighted Wednesday, Valley Heights Thursday, and Washington County Fridays at the end of our noon and 5 o'clock news blocks. Students will talk about current and special events, visit with administration, teachers, and fellow students. Again, tune the end of our news blocks at noon and 5 weekdays, and the high school minutes are available for podcast download at KNDYRadio.com. Bernice R. Wilkins, age 91, of Lynn, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church west of Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday with the family from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home at Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Bernice Wilkins.
Hear that? That's the sound of summer coming to an end. Between homework, last-minute projects, and busy schedules all coming back, let us help keep your kids connected for learning while giving you the tools needed to keep them safe online. With Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi, you'll have access to parental controls and device scheduling, all backed by an internet connection more reliable than finding both of those shoes before the school bus arrives. Sign up today and get 2 months of worry-free Wi-Fi free, plus free installation. Visit us at bluevalley.net.
Here's a KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An extreme heat warning remains in effect for the area right through next Tuesday evening, as an extensive heat wave continues across Kansas, southeast Nebraska, and then points eastward across through Missouri and Iowa, as well as in the Ohio River Valley region. So an upper-level ridge going to keep the consistency of some sunshine, highs well in the 90s, and the heat index values continuing to get up to around 105 to 110 in the afternoon and early evening hours. With the sunshine through the rest of the day today, highs at around 98 degrees. South winds 10 to 15. For tonight, clear skies, 73. Back into sunshine Friday, upper 90s, south winds 10 to 15. Mid-70s Friday night, followed by mid to upper 90s Saturday and Sunday, with sunny skies continuing. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Average high temperature early September, 86. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 60, and the record low, 45. Sunset this evening at 8, sunrise in the morning at 6:55.
One of the most unique experiences in Northeast Kansas rolls into Marysville September 12th when the Pony Express 120 Gravel Dash Riders send off from downtown Marysville. Friday gears up the fun with live music, campfires, and s'mores downtown, museum bingo all afternoon, and a spaghetti dinner at the Historical Depot that evening. Then Saturday, send off the riders at 7:30 a.m. and stick around all morning for the kids' 12 and under Pony Express fun ride, a historical walking tour of downtown Marysville on Broadway at 10 a.m., along with museum bingo, a bird walk, and photo exhibit at the Art Center. Saturday, September 12th, take in the early morning beauty of Marysville during the Pony Express 120 Gravel Dash. Visit onemarysville.com or One Marysville on Facebook for complete events and times.
Fall officially arrives in less than 3 weeks, but Mother Nature usually has a mind of her own. It's all about seasonal signposts today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org. You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 3rd. It is the 246th day of the year, and actor Charlie Sheen celebrates a birthday. Most calendars will show that autumn begins on September 22nd this year in North America, but Mother Nature rarely pays heed to the astronomical timetable, so there are many different ways of defining the seasons. The meteorological calendar is defined by temperature cycles and uses full months so that seasons begin on the first of any month in which an equinox or solstice occurs. Some cultures have flexible definitions, such as marking a new season by the first snowfall. In Sweden, meteorological spring begins when the average daily temperature stays above freezing for a week, along with some other factors. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the fall athletic season officially underway, the Kansas Jayhawk volleyball team has officially kicked off their regular season after an exhibition match where the team says they are going into this season optimistic after finishing last season 24-11 and seeing a Sweet 16 appearance, where the Jayhawks are going into the 2026 season now ranked number 15 in the AVCA preseason poll and picked third in the Big 12 preseason poll overall. His head coach for the team says he's excited about what's in store.
I thought the crowd was amazing. Band and student section back, like, wonderful, great energy. So I forget how loud it is in here, but it was really nice to be able to play Creighton in an exhibition. Really thankful for them to come and play us at home. I thought we learned a lot, good and bad, you know, where we need to grow and what's working well, but again, a really quality opponent so that we can learn, and hopefully we did that for them as well.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go. Make sure to check out Phil's Coins online at philscoins.com. And with the largest variety of items, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Phil's Coins and Bullion, 9344 West Central Avenue. Go check them out today. Phil's Coins and Bullion.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
It's a big year across the state of Kansas as we start off football season for the fall of 2026, and not only for boys high school football, but also for the girls flag football, as the inaugural season officially kicks off with 11 teams across the state of Kansas starting off the year, with this past weekend having an exhibition game for many of the teams.
I'm very grateful that I'm able to partake in this being a first year of the sanctioned sport, because as a little girl, I always dreamed of playing football, but that wasn't able to because it was a boys sport. So I just feel grateful that I get to be out here and with all the other teams.
I'm so excited because, we're making history. I think flag football is going to go really, really far, and I'm just so excited to be able to be a part of it.
I've never done something, like, brand new before, and to start a legend at Carroll is so exciting.
The first day of the regular season for the flag football for girls across the state starts off on Wednesday and Thursday this week. High school football for boys starts off with the Friday Night Lights this week as well. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier.
High school volleyball results from Tuesday night's action. Marysville Lady Bulldogs split a home matchup versus Rock Creek, winning game one 2-1, then falling in straight sets in game two. Over the past weekend, Marysville finished their invitational 0-4, bringing the Lady Bulldogs' early season record to 1-5. Twin Valley League volleyball action got started this past Tuesday in a triangular at Valley Heights. Hanover Lady Wildcats get the clean sweep over the host Mustangs and visiting Blue Valley Rams, while Valley Heights takes care of Blue Valley in three sets. In a triangular at Washington County, Centralia gets the clean sweep over Frankfort and host Washington County, while the Tigers defeat Frankfort in three sets. Elsewhere, Lynn gets the clean sweep over Clifton Clyde and Onega, while the Lady Eagles of Clifton Clyde get the win over Onega. In a lone matchup, the Axtell Lady Eagles defeat Donovan West in two games, three sets apiece. This past Saturday, so many Twin Valley League teams in tournament action. Over at the Waubunsee Tournament, the Centralia Lady Panthers take first, going 6-0 throughout the tournament, while Axtell takes third, going 4-2. Elsewhere at the Marysville Invitational, Valley Heights goes 2-2 in pool play, defeating Sabeth and Concordia, while falling to Riley County and Holton. And in a quad at Ellis, Lynn finishes the weekend 3-0. Looking at the current Twin Valley League standings, Centralia, Lynn, Hanover, and Axtell all undefeated, while Valley Heights, Clifton, Clyde, and Washington County are all 1-1. coming up in Twin Valley League action next Tuesday in our broadcast feature airing on KNDY FM 95.5 and streaming with Blue Valley Technologies TV Channel 3 and their YouTube channel. Lynn will host Valley Heights and Donovan West in a triangular. Elsewhere around the league, Washington County and Axtell visits Onega, while Blue Valley hosts Frankfort and Clifton Clyde, and Centralia is at Hanover.
Boys of fall battling the heat of summer. Some Friday night football games will have delayed starts on account of the hot weather. Our Friday feature game included Frankfort at Washington County will kick at 7:30 live on FM 95.5. Marysville at Chapman Friday will kick off at 8 live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Max Blasky begins preseason conversations with the area high school football coaches this week, airing following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY, on air, online, always on our free mobile app.
Have you ever wondered what sets Sunflower Community Credit Union apart from the rest? It's the power of ownership. When you join Sunflower Community Credit Union, you're not just a customer, you're a member and an owner. Sunflower Community Credit Union is a member-owned, nonprofit financial institution that places our members' needs as our top priority. We're here to help you grow your savings, manage your finances, and achieve your dreams. Visit Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, where ownership matters.
Haymakers like you told us what they want from a self-propelled wind rower and New Holland Listen. Visit CandyQuip and see the result. The high productivity, high precision, high performance Speed Rower Plus. Featuring the industry's fastest speeds, drive-by-wire controls, precision solutions, and our most comfortable ride ever. It'll help you mow more hay in a day faster and more precisely. Stop by CandyQuip in Marysville and see the Speed Rower Plus wind rower. Put big new pluses to work in your hay operation.
Nothing beats the flavor of fresh-from-the-garden sweet corn. Maximize your enjoyment with proper harvesting and storage. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Sweet corn is ready in 60 to 100 days, depending on the variety. Warmer temperatures can shorten the time from planting to harvest, while cooler weather will have you waiting longer. Start monitoring your plants when the silks turn brown and dry, then check frequently. The ears should be firm and kernels plump, smooth, and tender. Puncture a kernel with your thumbnail to see if the liquid is milky and the ear is ready to harvest. Eat, refrigerate, can, or freeze your corn as soon as possible after picking or purchase. The sugar content quickly decreases and starch increases once harvested and exposed to warm summer temperatures. Fortunately, the sugar-enhanced types and super sweet varieties have sweeter, tender kernels and a longer shelf life. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you were one of the most well-known players in Major League history, perhaps it would be hard to come back to your small town and live a normal life. This man returned to the farm, and today, large crowds, including some of the best pitchers in the game, come to honor him each year. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298. Or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
Cy Young is arguably the greatest pitcher of all time, amassing 511 wins in his career. For all of the success he had in professional baseball, it never seemed to change the man who grew up in rural Newcomerstown, Ohio.
He never had a lot of money, but he was happy on the farm, training dogs, hunting, did some fishing. Just a down-to-earth individual.
John Arant shares the story of Cy Young from Cy's hometown. The fourth full weekend in June, this town has a festival to honor the Major League great, as well as those who have earned the coveted Cy Young Award, given annually to each league's best pitcher.
We have the Cy Young Festival. We try to work with Major League Baseball and agents on getting past Cy Young winners to visit us and be Grand Marshal of the parade. speak at a luncheon, and do autograph sessions after the parade.
John can rattle off an impressive list of Cy Young winners who have come to this small town to lead the parade and honor the man whose name is on the award they earned.
Dwight Gooden was popular here. Vida Blue, Black Jack McDowell. We've had Brett Saberhagen, Fergie Jenkins. Eric Gagne of the Dodgers was here a couple of years ago.
Cy Young died in 1955 at the age of 88. His hometown is his resting place.
Buried at Pioli Cemetery. Pioli is a small community about 6 to 7 miles outside of Newcomerstown. And he and his wife are buried out there along with several members of her family.
Although Cy's accomplishments were achieved in the earliest years of Major League Baseball, what he accomplished is still revered by players today, as evidenced by the many Cy Young winners that travel to this town each year. Traveling the countryside in Newcomerstown, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
When you're out planting flower bulbs, put in a few stinking roses, too. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. I don't know who gave garlic that silly name, but it's easy to grow as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
I planted some garlic bulbs last fall and was happy with the harvest this summer. Fresh garlic is so good with pasta dishes and it'll grow almost anywhere. Sandra Mason is an extension horticulturist at the University of Illinois. She says most people are familiar with the garlic bulbs at the grocery store, but just as store-bought tomatoes don't have the same ripe flavor as homegrown, garlic from your garden tastes better, and it's fun to experiment with different varieties and distinctive flavors.
Some of them are hotter. Some of them actually have kind of a nuttier flavor to them, and you find that people, after they start trying some, they end up with their favorites, and I think a lot of chefs actually have their favorites.
Mason says most chefs like the hardneck type of garlic. It produces better flavor and has a stem through the center called a flowerscape. They have less of an outer bulb wrapper, which makes them more sensitive and reduces their shelf life. Softneck varieties have the white papery skin and under the right conditions can be stored for up to 9 months. No matter the variety you choose to grow, good soil with lots of compost makes a difference. Plant garlic in a big area, too, so it can spread out as it takes root.
What you're going to do is you'll get the bulb, and then those things have the individual cloves, and then you want to break those apart, and you want to do that right before you plant them. And then you're going to plant them about 3 or 4 inches deep, and then about 4 inches apart in the row, probably about 3 feet or so actually between the rows. So you want to give them plenty of space.
Don't be surprised to see some green shoots peeking out of the ground yet this fall. Garlic puts down roots and grows a bit before winter. Learn more about garlic varieties at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
School's in full swing, and life is getting busy. Homework, sports practices, and games plus activities. And somehow, parents are supposed to keep up with all of it. But in the middle of all that busyness, there's something we don't want to overlook. Helping our children grow in their relationship with God. At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe our children aren't just the church of tomorrow. They're an important part of the church today. We want to help families give their children a faith that will go with them long after the school years are over. If you're looking for a church where your family can feel welcome and where faith in Jesus is more than just a Sunday routine, we'd love to have you join us for worship every Sunday morning at 10:45. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that's alive.
Exodus 18 tells us that Moses was trying to judge every dispute among the Israelites by himself. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. His father-in-law Jethro watched the long lines and told him plainly, "What you're doing is not good." Moses could have dismissed the advice. After all, God had called him to lead. Instead, he listened, delegated responsibility, and both he and the people were better served because of it. Seeking counsel requires humility. It means admitting we may not see the whole picture. That's especially important with money, where financial independence can easily become self-reliance. Proverbs reminds us to listen to advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom in the future. If Moses needed it, we do too. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store or learn more at faithfi.com.
Hi, this is Old Lovable Jack, your host on my Sunday afternoon Dance Back in Time program, which I call When Music Was Music. The time when the big bands and great vocalists and the close harmony of the vocal groups reigned supreme. Vocal groups like the Andrews Sisters, the Pied Pipers, and the Modern Airs, and the Merrimacks. Vocalists like Vaughn Monroe, Bob Eberle, and Helen O'Connell, and Bing Crosby. Backed by orchestras like Benny Goodman, Jimmy Dorsey, Bob Crosby, and more. You can hear all of them on my program When Music Was Music, Music of the Big Band Era, every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m. right here on KNDY, 1570 AM, 94.1 FM in Marysville, Kansas. I'll see you there.
A regenerative agriculture success story today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Katie Collins and her husband Taylor bought 600 acres of dried up river bottom land near Fredericksburg, Texas in 2017.
So when we first bought the property, we wanted to take baselines of everything. So we took baseline soil samples. We had less than 0.5% of organic matter in our soil. We took water infiltration tests all around the property, and there was not a single water infiltration test that infiltrated.
In short, it was a mess. Collins says they put bison on the property to help restore the grasslands. They took additional steps to regenerate the land, and not long after, a dried-up creek began to flow again.
Even on the most degraded parts of our property, we couldn't find a piece that wouldn't infiltrate the water within 3 minutes.
Collins gets a little emotional when talking about the rejuvenation.
I think for Taylor and I, we look at what has happened to that creek, and we want to take credit for it. But the reality is the land is so forgiving. The forgiveness is built into all land. And it's our job as stewards to really just get out of the way and to work with our land as opposed to constantly working against it.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Your next car search ends at Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover, and we vow to offer the largest selection of vehicles with the lowest prices in the area. But our commitment to satisfaction doesn't stop there, with service to all the vehicles you own. For outstanding selection, unmatched prices, and reliable service, call on Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Persistent heat and worsening drought conditions across Kansas are driving down corn and soybean yield forecasts, according to recent agricultural data. Extreme temperatures reaching in the high 90s and low 100s dominated August across the region. Drought conditions have expanded, with nearly half of the state facing moderate or severe drought, and another quarter remaining abnormally dry. This extended period of heat and moisture stress is accelerating crop maturity while harming overall development. Kansas corn yields are projected to drop sharply from 145 bushels per acre last year down to 126 bushels per acre. Total harvest output is projected at 831.6 million bushels across 6.6 million acres, down from last year's 942.5 million bushels. Crop progress is running noticeably ahead of schedule, with silage harvesting beginning 2 weeks earlier than average. Over 90% of the crop has reached the doe stage, nearly 70% reached the dented stage, and over 30% hit maturity by late August. Condition ratings reflect the severe weather strain, with 31% of the corn crop now rated in poor or very poor condition. Kansas soybean production faces a similar downward trend. Yields are expected to drop from 48.5 bushels per acre last year to 38 bushels per acre this year. Total expected harvest stands at 178.22 million bushels across 4.69 million acres. Non-irrigated fields in southeast regions show intense stress from the persistent heat and lack of rainfall, with nearly 90% of the soybean crop reaching the pod setting stage, while 9% reach the leaf dropping stage. USDA condition ratings show 24% of the soybean crop in poor or very poor condition, with 32% rated fair and 44% rated good to excellent. With harvest season accelerating ahead of historical averages, producers across the state continue monitoring local field conditions closely as September field work begins. All eyes will now turn to the upcoming USDA Crop Progress Report and the WASDE report that are set to be released next week. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Young Dairy Leaders Institute is an opportunity for the next generation of dairy farmers and professionals to develop leadership and communication skills. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Foundation's Young Dairy Leaders Institute is now accepting applications for its next class. The hands-on event is open to young adults ages 22 to 45 working in any segment of the dairy industry. Deidre Harkenreiter is Director of Development and Fundraising for the Holstein Foundation. She was part of the group that launched the program 30 years ago.
YDLI challenges you in these three phases to learn more about yourself and then to go out into the world and practice it, but then to come back together and share in that energy that everyone else brings to the room.
YLDI focuses on strengthening young adults in the areas of growth mindset, team culture, advocacy, embracing change, community involvement, and more. The interactive three-phase program has graduated more than 700 alumni since its inception in 1993. While the program has evolved over the years, the mission remains to help create a vibrant dairy industry now and in the future.
What do people do once they get out of junior Holstein? Maybe they're just about out of college. What's that next thing? Where can they go to get some leadership experience? And that's why we put the program together to build those leaders to help our industry and the ag industry, because we are the providers of, you know, protein and food for the not only America but for the world.
Applicants selected for Class 13 of the Young Dairy Leaders Institute will be notified in early October. The group will meet for Phase 1 of the program January 28 through February 1st in Tampa, Florida. Applications for the Institute are due by September 15th and can be found online at holsteinfoundation.org. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Hunters might choose to use hunting plots as a way to get more wildlife in an area they desire. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts explains what a hunting plot is and why he does not refer to them as food plots.
Here in Kansas and throughout much of the Great Plains, we've got really fertile soils and tend to have abundant natural food in most situations. And that natural food can also be supplemented by the row crops that we might have in a commercial agriculture situation. So that's why I usually refer to these as hunting plots rather than food plots, because really the purpose here is to concentrate animal activity rather than because the critter actually needs the food to be provided.
Ricketts discusses a few options of plants hunters have to choose from and things they need to consider when it comes to planting them.
Some plants that deer always select and that are really tolerant of a wide variety of soil conditions and that I've seen work well around the state of Kansas. Forage oats are a really good option. Really any cereal grain is going to work well. Wheat, rye, oats, triticale, but oats tends to be the species that's selected the most. And so even if we have a lot of wheat available on the landscape, oats are going to be selected by deer. And when we're planting those oats, it's important to look for a forage oat that is also a good variety for our area. And Jerry oats tends to be the variety that works well throughout Kansas. It's also very tolerant of cold. And so if we plant those Jerry oats in August or early September, we're going to be providing green forage throughout the fall and winter hunting seasons when we really want deer to be focusing on those.
He says what else he recommends to add into the hunting plot plant mixture.
It's good to supplement those cereal grains with a legume, and Austrian winter peas are a very hardy plant. They're another plant that's really tolerant of a lot of different conditions. Ideally, we would get those peas in the ground in September, even up to early October rather than August. And an easy way to accomplish that is to get our oats established either by broadcasting or drilling, and then we can broadcast those winter peas into the growing oats.
That was K-State Wildlife Specialist Drew Ricketts with plant choices for creating and establishing a hunting plot. Learn more at www.wildlife.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Over the years, you've supported and helped grow Midwest products at Hanover. But with time comes change, and they're now Capital Ready Mix. From large-scale commercial concrete jobs to residential driveways and patios and ag projects, along with precast concrete products, the Capital Ready Mix team is backed by exceptional service. Local, dependable, and proud to pour for the communities that have supported, call on Capital Ready Mix at 337-2252 with locations in Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through Thursday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market, we continue to have low red numbers all across the board, and that has not changed since the markets first opened up today. Over in the seeds market, in the second hour of the day, we started to see the soybean numbers climb, and they are mixed all across the board. And over in the livestock, the cattle continue to climb higher into the green, a very good day for them. It's the hogs that have been struggling and remain all in the red. In the corn market, December corn down a nickel at 538.5, and March down 4.75 at 553.5. Kansas City wheat for December down 21.75 at 812.5, and March down 22.5 at 825.25. In the oats market, December oats down 9.5 at 364.75, and March also down 9.5 at 377.5. In the bean market, November beans up 3.5 at 13.14 even. January up 4 cents at 13.29 even. Soybean meal for October at 460 at 347.50, and December of 490 at 354.50. Soybean oil for October down $1.16 at 69.48, and December down $1.07 at 69.89. In the canola market, November canola up $1 at 826.80, and January up $1.70 at 837.60. In the cotton market, December cotton down 250 at 86.41, and March down 261 at 88.69. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September down 70 cents at 98.84, and December down 69 cents at 98.60. The euro for September is up to $1.16, and December is also higher at $1.16. And the Japanese yen for September up a penny to 64 cents, and December up a penny as well, also at 64 cents. Looking at our afternoon stock market numbers, the Dow has jumped over 600 points, heads for best day in a month as yields fall, with the Dow Jones currently up 636 points at 53,690. The S&P 500 up 78 points at 7,744, and the NASDAQ up 354 points at 26,572. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. Store for details.
Truck Stuff is well known for being your go-to spot for all truck accessories. One of our top items are bed covers to keep your items safe and out of the elements. We have an enormous in-stock selection, the most popular being the hard fold-up Lomax and the soft roll-up Laredo. We offer professional installation and keep grabber tools from access on hand to make it easy to grab items in the back of your bed. Come see us today at Truck Stuff. Just look for the Jeep mural on Washington and Central.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, trucks.
Since 1935, farmers have relied on sales and service from Kuhlman Implement and Hardware in Lynn. Your certified AGCO Gale, Gleaner, Husqvarna, and Massey Ferguson dealer, Kuhlman can service tractors and farm equipment as well as automotive. They'll keep you going with any job around the farm, stocking hardware, parts, electrical, and plumbing supplies, as well as custom-made chains and hydraulic hoses. Count on Kuhlman Implement and Hardware in Lynn.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Equities investors are building on Wednesday's gains, lifting the Dow Jones 620 points higher going into the midday today. The S&P this morning was 1% higher. The NASDAQ composite had gained 1.4%. The no-hire, no-fire employment environment lives on. Last week, about 206,000 out-of-work Americans filed claims for state jobless benefits. That's slightly more than the prior week and a little above the predictions of labor analysts. Layoffs are coming to Uber. In a message to workers, the CEO says that despite the business performing well, the company structure has become too complex, so that rideshare giant plans to shed 10% of its workforce. Target is making a big bet on beauty, launching the new Beauty Studio in stores nationwide. After ending its partnership with Ulta, Target is promising what it calls a curated assortment of more than 1,600 beauty products. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Legal challenges can be overwhelming, and having someone who knows you and your community makes a difference. I'm Aaron Westbrook with Westbrook Law Office, and Marysville is both my workplace and my home. I'm committed to giving your legal matters the focused, individualized attention they require. Please contact Westbrook Law Office at 785-562-5388.
You're tuned in to the Mustang Minute, an in-depth look at the happenings inside USD 498 Valley Heights. Available every Thursday at the end of the noon and 5 p.m. news blocks on KNDY Radio, or listen back anytime by finding the podcast tab at kndyradio.com. The Mustang Minute is a service of the Valley Heights Video Production Class and brought to you by Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids, the Route 77 corner stores of Waterville in Blue Rapids, and Sharp Manufacturing.
Looking for a spot to refuel you or the whole team? Make the Route 77 corner store your ultimate pit stop. From Hunt Brothers Pizza and Soft Serve Ice Cream in Blue Rapids to hand-breaded fried chicken and fish in Waterville, fountain drinks, snacks, and sweet treats. Save on fuel with the Dino Pay app every time you hit the road. To take a break or stay on the go, let the Route 77 corner stores of Blue Rapids and Waterville fuel you up for your next road trip.
Sharp Manufacturing in Blue Rapids. Building quality, locally produced custom trailers, wishing all Mustang athletes the best of luck this year. From start to finish, the best is what you'll get from Sharp Manufacturing. Check out their full line of high-quality enclosed cargo trailers and custom car haulers at sharpmanufacturing.com. The best and last trailer you'll need, Sharp Manufacturing in Blue Rapids.
Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids wants to get you into a new ride today. Whether it be a car, van, truck, SUV, or even a new Hisun side-by-side, Colby has it. And if it's not on the lot, they can find it. With easy financing options available and a warranty on everything that leaves the lot, you'll feel confident in your choice with Mustang Motors. Check them out online at MustangMotorsKS.com or stop by and check out what's on the lot in Blue Rapids. Mustang Motors, right on the highway, always right on the price.
Welcome back to the Mustang Minute. I'm Tessa Bigham, a senior at Valley Heights High School. Last Friday, the high school football team played in Hiawatha for the Jamboree. On Saturday, the high school volleyball team played in the Marysville tournament, going 2-2 on the day. Monday was picture day and voting for homecoming candidates. The keen candidates are Everson Parker, Aiden Unruh, and Charlie Waters. The queen candidates are Lindsay Gray, Paige Miller, and Avery Stevenson. On Tuesday, the high school volleyball team had their first home game against Hanover and Blue Valley. On Thursday, there's junior high volleyball and football at home versus Donovan West. Friday, there is the first high school football game of the season at home versus Salina Sacred Heart. There will also be junior high and high school cross country at Marysville on Saturday. Next week is homecoming. The dress-up days for the week are Monday, no school. Tuesday, wear your favorite jersey. Wednesday, match with a group or friend. Thursday, dress as your younger self. And Friday, it's purple out. Thanks for listening to the Mustang Minute. This is Tessa Bigham. See you next week.
You've been tuned in to the Mustang Minute, a weekly look at the happenings inside USD 498 Valley Heights Junior Senior High School. The Mustang Minute airs every Wednesday at the end of the noon and 5 p.m. news blocks on KNDY Radio and is available anytime as a podcast to listen back under the podcast tab at KNDYradio.com. The Mustang Minute is a service of the Valley Heights Video Production Class and brought to you by Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids, Sharp Manufacturing, and the Route 77 corner stores of Waterville and Blue Rapids.
95.5 KNDY FM Marysville, broadcasting live nationwide at KNDYradio.com and the KNDY app.